Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football as they get ready for coming back to Cheyenne for the first time in 3 years. They'll have a scrimmage on Saturday. We're joined by Logan Wilson, Wyoming linebacker, joining us here in the program. What's happening today, Logan? How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. So, you know, 7-8 practices. You're about midway through this spring session this time around. What's it been like for you to go through spring ball this season? What has this this spring practice been like?
You know, it's been a little bit of a change. Since I switched positions, I've never played linebacker before. A little different than what I expected. The change is just more of a... It just takes time to get to adjust to the wheel position. Putting on the weight, though, that I did, I mean, for the reason why they moved me, also helped me with my position. But, yeah, I'm just trying to make the most of my opportunity right now, just taking it day by day.
Where were you last season? Where did they start you out last year?
Position?
Yes.
Yeah, I was at safety.
You were at safety, okay. What has been, what, you know, was it hard to put on the weight that you did?
It wasn't that hard. I mean, it's easier when you have all the resources that we have here at the university. I mean, with snacks and food and protein and yogurt and all those type of things, you know, to help you gain weight the right way and not just putting on fat weight that slows you down to make sure you stay fast, you know? So yeah, it wasn't too bad. It's just about, staying focused and staying disciplined about making sure you get enough food and protein in your diet.
When you were at NC, did you guys have kind of a spring session or anything like that? Or what were you doing during the spring at Natrona?
Yeah, we had a little spring session. It wasn't, I think we just wore, if I remember right, we just wore like helmets and stuff. And then we ended up doing like a little scrimmage, but it wasn't with helmets. It was more like a touch football. It was just more to get people out there and get moving again, get ready for the camps that we went to in the summer. So.
Wyoming linebacker Logan Wilson joining us here in the program. What's it been like for you? I mean, Coach Bowl has praised you this last practice, really like how you're coming along at that weak side linebacker position. What's that been like? I mean, do you feel like you're in the mix, or are you, you know, for some playing time this season?
Yeah, personally, I do feel like I'm in the mix for it. I mean, nothing's given, though, and we have to earn everything. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the mix. It just depends on, I mean, we're going to get guys, and, you know, you just got to keep working. You can't, nothing's given in Division I football. I mean, you get the best high school athletes from every one of their everyone's high school. So, I mean, that's just how Division I football is. Nothing is given. You have to earn everything. So, you just take it day by day and work your butt off.
If I'm not mistaken, at Natrona, you played both sides of the ball, but defensively, you were in the secondary, right?
Yeah, I was a corner.
Okay, so what has the shift to linebacker been like? How much different is it than playing safety, defensive back? What's that been like?
Well, so last year during the season, I played on scout D, so. I was, and they put me at linebacker because the guys we had weren't, I mean, we didn't have as many guys. And so I played linebacker for basically the whole season on scout team, but I just was running, the opposing team's defense. And so switching to linebacker and playing like our defense, it just requires a lot more reads and gap schemes. And there's just a lot of, you just got to study your playbook basically to get this stuff figured out. And it just takes time. It's a process, especially going from, switching to a position that I've never played before.
What's been the biggest, has that been the biggest hurdle to climb, is just kind of learning all the terminology, learning all that stuff, or is it, you know, is it something else that's been the hardest thing to figure out?
No, I would say it's definitely the terminology and all the stuff that goes to defense. It's just, you know, like I said before, it just takes time. It's a process. You just got to keep going day by day and trying to learn everything as best you can. And then you got to control. The only thing you can control out in the field is your attitude and effort. And that's what Coach Harshman at Natrona always taught us. And so that's what I still live by to this day. Is because, I mean, no one can teach you that. They can teach you the skills, but you have to have the attitude and the effort to go in every play and every game just to do your best.
You mentioned Coach Harshman. what makes Natrona so good? I mean, you guys have sent a lot of players to play at places, you know, Division One, all the levels of college football. Plus, you're always in the mix for state championship runs. What makes Natrona so good?
I think the coaching staff, no matter what the guys they have or the personnel they have, they always find a way to make the guys they have, based on their skill, they make it work. And so, I mean, if that means moving guys around and whatnot, they have good coaching staff, and they know what they're doing because they're very experienced. So,
yeah, you're going to be back in over at Risky Field. You probably enjoyed playing at Risky Field, maybe, and maybe you enjoyed playing at Okie as well. I'm not sure, but you looking forward to do that scrimmage over in Cheyenne on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty cool, especially as a kid from Wyoming going to play on a high school field that you played on before. Yeah, it's definitely unique. I mean, it's more unique, obviously, for us Wyoming kids than it is for most of the players that are here. But we have a lot of friends around the state. They might come and watch, and a lot of people know who you are now, and so it'll be cool. I think it'll be really cool.
Logan Wilson joining us here in the Sports Zone. You mentioned a kid from Wyoming playing at a high school stadium that you played at. What about being a kid from Wyoming playing for the four-year university, doing so on scholarship? What does that mean to you? What kind, do you have a different pride, or when you go out on the field wearing that Wyoming Cowboy uniform?
Yeah, I definitely have a different pride because you just feel like you have the whole entire state behind you when you're a Wyoming kid, because it's the only university in Wyoming. And so when you get to wear that Wyoming Cowboys jersey and, you know, just represent the Wyoming state, you know, you feel like a lot of people are representing you too, so...
Have you been on the receiving end, or have you been when you guys do some live scrimmaging and whatnot of trying to bring down Brian Hill this spring?
Have I had to do any of that?
Yeah,
not so much. The only time we scrimmaged like full on contact was just last night. So.
Okay. How'd that go? How'd that scrimmage go for you guys for the first time?
It went pretty well for the defense. Yeah. Defense did really well. We got a lot of guys. We're starting to learn the defense a lot more, and obviously, I'm still trying to learn the defense too because I'm new. But I mean, we got some senior leadership that really helps.
But you know, you got some senior leadership, but a lot of the players for that Cowboy defense were freshmen or true or redshirt freshmen last year. So while there was some experience, you guys are still relatively young. You know, how does that play into a defense? You know, still, you've got the year of experience, but you're still young out there. I mean, it's got to be kind of tough at times.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, having those seniors that know what to do at the right time, you know, it helps, and they can help you out. But, like, I've never played in a Division I football game yet, but those guys that have, I mean, they got the experience of the physicality and the atmosphere and, you know, playing against different types of running backs and whatnot. So, I mean, there's different types of skill sets for all sorts of positions. And so when you get used to that, you just start adjusting a lot easier.
You still got the kicking leg going, Logan? I know you kicked at Natrona for a couple of years. You still got the kicking leg going?
No, I don't. I don't kick anymore.
Dude, you could bomb them, man.
Yeah. I used to, but I haven't kicked in a long time.
Okay, I was just curious. Maybe, you know, 50. What was the longest field goal you made at NC?
53, I think, is what it was.
Man, you don't lose that. You don't lose that. You don't lose that sort of thing, man. You can go out there and do that still, right?
No. No.
All right, man. Hey, Logan, it's good to catch up with you. Best of luck the remainder of the spring, and you know, hopefully you're still there competing, and look forward to seeing you in the fall competing for that linebacking spot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.